Because you've got people out there like Adam Fannin, who is a self-willed Judas Iscariot, wicked devil, who now believes in a doctrine of convenience for him, which is that satellite churches aren't biblical. Of course, when he was leading a satellite church, it was biblical, but then magically now it's not because he was ousted as a failed embarrassment for an evangelist. What is the biblical basis, though, for the satellite church model? If you were looking right into the eyes of Fannin and you wanted to refute his false doctrine right here, right now, where would you go in the Bible? Pastor Thompson, we'll start with you, and then Pastor Shelley, if you want to just jump in right after. This one gets me a little bit fired up because I can't stand wicked people who believe in doctrines of convenience simply to exalt themselves.
Well, first of all, if I was right in front of his face, I'd say, well, if you didn't think it was biblical, why did you start out as a satellite leader? I mean, that's how he cut his teeth, supposedly. But then, all of a sudden he gets fired. And then, it's funny, they had a right to vote, but then, they weren't even ascending church. So it wasn't a separate church. It was an extension of Steadfast Baptist Church. So I don't understand where he figured they had voting rights to vote who would the next pastor would be. And I didn't think we believed in that voting thing anyway. But anyway, Titus 1:5 says, "For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I appointed thee." So Paul the Apostle is telling Titus, "I left you here for this reason, that you would ordain pastors in every city." And Crete is a small island in the Mediterranean, and he was saying in every city. So this would be one thing that I would ask the people that don't believe in the satellite model. So who was leading those churches that the elders were supposed to be appointed in? Who was leading those churches? Well, I mean, there had to be churches, already in place, and they didn't have pastors, so obviously someone was leading those church plants. Paul the Apostle and Barnabas and all the other apostles went forth and were preaching the gospel. And Paul's story in Acts picks up, and that's what he's doing, is he's going and getting people saved in all these different places. And then some places he stayed for a long time, some places he only stayed for a couple of days. And he had to be led out by a basket out of the city. But the next time he comes, there's people there that believe that he got saved. And so eventually he wrote letters to those churches, like the Church of Corinth, where he's writing a letter to that church who had a pastor. So one other verse I'd just like to read real quickly is Acts chapter 14, verse 23. It says, "And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord whom they believed." So it says they had ordained elders in every church. So that would mean there were already churches in place, and then they ordained elders in those churches. So how did that happen? Well, people planted those churches, and then eventually they got pastors. So there's nothing wrong with that biblical model. Now, obviously, you could be like Pastor Shelley and just be sent out as a pastor, ordained and sent out as a pastor to start a church. But in the book of Acts, a lot of what you see is the church planting model. And, I basically, went to Pastor Jimenez, and I just kind of showed him some things that I'd learned, and actually some things I'd learned from Pastor Anderson about church planting. And I think he was planning on starting the North Church, and then came out with a video about it. And I watched his video and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And then I just kind of talked to him about that and kind of got the ball rolling. And that's how we became a satellite church in the first place. So,